John chapter 20, hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, learns from Jesus, follows Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus, and shares Jesus. Meditating and sharing the word with one another is a central part of walking with Jesus and becoming like him. In chapter 20, John gives the account of the resurrection of Jesus and his appearances to several people. This chapter can be divided into four sections. Verses 1 to 9, Jesus is not in the tomb. Verses 10 to 18, Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Verses 19 to 23, Jesus appears to his disciples. And 24 to 31, Jesus appears to Thomas. I chose John 21:31 as a key verse for John chapter 20. It is also a key verse for the whole Gospel of John because it explains John's purpose in writing. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. John 20:31. John wrote this account of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection so that people would believe in Jesus and receive life through his name. That is his stated purpose. A critical function of the Word of God is to produce faith in us. When God speaks to us, his words are like seeds sown into our hearts. We come to know the will of God and the heart of God through his word as we respond to him in faith. We allow those seeds to produce faith in us by receiving and believing what God has said to us. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for the Gospel of John and all that you have spoken to us through it. Give us hearts to hear, believe, and quickly obey your words, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 20, verses 1 to 9, Jesus is not in the tomb. Beginning at verse 1, now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went early, while it was still dark, to the tomb, and saw the stone was taken away from the tomb. Therefore she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have laid him. Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early in the morning while it was dark. The stone that closed the entrance to the grave had been removed. Mary Magdalene assumed that someone had taken the body of the Lord out of the tomb, so she ran and told Peter and John about it. Mary Magdalene told them, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have laid him. The other Gospels explain that other women went with her. That is why she said, we don't know where they have laid him. Mary Magdalene was from the town of Capernaum and was an early follower of Jesus. Jesus had set her free from seven demons. This is found in Luke 8, verses 1 and 2. She and other women supported Jesus out of their own finances. What a great story. Mary had many problems and probably was not respected or accepted by others, but her life was changed when she met Jesus. Jesus came for people like Mary Magdalene. He did not come for the righteous and healthy, but for sinners and the sick. Jesus loved sinful, broken, and rejected people. Jesus came to people like Mary Magdalene. She loved Jesus and lived for him. She was the first to meet Jesus after he rose from the dead. Her life and love for Jesus will be honored for eternity. Verse 3. Therefore, Peter and the other disciple went out and went towards the tomb. They both ran together. The other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths lying, yet he didn't enter in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and entered the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying, and the cloth that had been on the head, not lying with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Meditation question. What do you think went through the minds of Mary, Peter, and John when they entered that tomb and found it was empty? When Peter and John heard Mary Magdalene's words, they ran to the tomb to investigate. Peter got there first and saw that the grave clothes were still there, so he probably assumed the body was also there. That is why he did not go into the tomb. When Peter arrived, he went straightway into the tomb. Many scholars believe that the grave clothes, the linen wrappings around Jesus' body, retained the shape and contour of Jesus' body, including the cloth that had been around Jesus' head. As they processed what they saw, many thoughts must have gone through Peter and John's minds. If the body of Jesus had been stolen, the thieves would not have left the grave clothes in such an orderly arrangement. They would have not taken the time to remove the linen wrappings around every part of Jesus' body, but would have just taken the body and the wrappings. Peter must have wondered, why were the grave clothes left in place if the body was stolen? Verse 8. So then the other disciple, who came first to the tomb, also entered in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Meditation question. Why do you think John believed when he saw what was inside the tomb? When John entered the tomb, it says, he saw and believed. John grasped the meaning of the grave clothes and believed. He finally got it. John saw the grave clothes that looked like there was a body in it and understood what Jesus had told them several times, that he would suffer, die, and rise from the dead. The glorified body of Jesus passed directly through the grave clothes, leaving the same form as when they had were wrapped around the body of Jesus. The disciples did not yet understand from the scriptures that Jesus would rise from the dead. However, when they saw the empty tomb, they probably began to understand things that Jesus said, and also other passages in the Bible. In John chapter 2, verses 19 to 22, Jesus told the religious leaders, "Destroy this temple, and I will build it again in 3 days." They retorted, "People worked 46 years to build this temple. Do you really believe you can build it again in 3 days?" Verse 21 explains that Jesus was talking about his own body. John commented in verse 22, "After he was raised from the dead, his followers remembered that he had said this." So they believed the scriptures, and they believed the words Jesus said. Perhaps John recalled these words of Jesus when he went into the tomb, understood their meaning, and believed that Jesus had been raised from the dead. Or perhaps John remembered the words of to Martha in John 11:25, "I am the resurrection and the life. Everyone who believes in me will have life, even if they die." John might have remembered the words of Jesus a few days before he died in John 16:22, "Now is your time of grief, and I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." When they finally understood that Jesus rose from the grave and that he was alive, their world changed, and no one could take away their joy. Jesus told his disciples many times that he would suffer, die, and rise from the dead, but they did not understand until he arose. Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he explained these things to them from the scriptures. In Luke chapter 24, verses 25 to 27, it is written that beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. In Luke 24:44 to 47, it says, he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. I'll read it. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day." Jesus' disciples saw Jesus after he arose from the dead. However, there was still a need for Jesus to open their minds so they could understand his death and resurrection from the scriptures. We are the same. We have read the Bible and know the story, but we need Jesus to open our eyes and our hearts to understand the depth of its meaning. The disciples did not understand or believe Jesus would rise from the dead when he was crucified. However, the death and resurrection became their central and passionate message. For example, just days later, Peter preached to the crowd on the day of Pentecost. Peter declared in Acts 2:23 and 24, "This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God has raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because death could not keep its hold on him." Peter then quoted Psalm 16:10 to show that the resurrection of Jesus was foretold in the Old Testament. "Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay." The death and resurrection of Jesus are the foundation of our faith and hope. Paul summarized the message in 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4. "For this is what I received and passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried and raised on the third day according to the scriptures." Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:17, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins." Paul declared that indeed Christ has been raised. He went on to explain in 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52, that we too will be raised from the grave and receive a resurrection body like that of Jesus. "Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but will be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. The trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed." The resurrection of Jesus changes everything. Jesus is alive. He lives with us and in us. He is changing us to become like him now. When he returns, he will give us a resurrection body like his that will last for all eternity. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you died for our sins and rose on the third day. You conquered sin and death and gave us eternal hope. You are alive. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to you. You love us and live in us. We live because you live. Open our hearts and minds to understand from the scriptures what you have done through your death and resurrection. May the world around us see the resurrected life of Jesus in us. Amen.